Welcome to Investing in You, hosted by Eric Gemelli, the market forecaster who predicted the crash of September 11th in writing in his newspaper column. Eric is the author of the book, The Pattern of Life, How to Make Money in Any Market. Eric is speaking on a cruise this June and invites you to come along to learn the two patterns that predict every market turn. Now, with his irreverent look at markets and money, here's Investing in You.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Investing in You. I'm your host, Eric Gemelli, and along with my co-host, the Grand Poobah of Persistence and Fortitude, Christopher Smith.
Good morning. Good morning.
Has anyone gone to see the new film from Iron Man 3? Did you notice what they're driving there? They're driving all the Audis. So I think it's really nice. You know, we're on our ninth show here, and I thought it was nice that they sponsor our show, of course. But also, it's nice that they took a flyer on Iron Man 3, which is only in their third episode. So, you know, we're rooting for them. We think they're going to make it. Anyway. Hey, I wanted to share an article I saw a couple weeks ago in the Denver Post. There was a kind of a forum where, you know, it was public and people could ask some experts on, you know, what to expect from the market. Well, that's kind of what you're getting all the time here. So the Post had asked, you know, had pointed out one of the fallouts of the weak market for the past 12 years is that baby boomers don't have enough saved for retirement. So then they asked one of the people, well, how do they prepare in this climate? Well, the answer of this expert, quote unquote, well, he's an expert, and I don't want to name him because it didn't come off very well, but he said, well, you're supposed to plan for tough times like this, and as a country, we're over in debt and undersaved. So his big solution is get out of debt and save. Well, how are you supposed to do that? You know, that's really the question. I think everybody knows that, you know, people are in too much debt and they're trying to save more. Nationally, the figures are somewhere around 95% of people won't be able to save enough. I talked, I think it was last week, about making 20% while I was napping. And I think this is a real solution, the things that we teach. I had a seminar last night, and we might have somebody that was at it come talk to us, you know, at the in the fourth segment. We're also going to, in the next segment, have on one of our show sponsors, Dustin, who is the owner of Lubin Latte. And it's really an interesting business, so we'll talk to him in a bit. But let's keep going on this idea of trying to play catch-up. Fortune had an article in their April, I'm looking for the date. It was the end of April, April 26th, I think it was the issue. But they said that this is one of the toughest environments for yield since 1871, according to the recent research by a group called O'Shaughnessy Asset Management. They're saying that just, you know, the returns right now are, I mean, if you do a 60-40 split between stock and bonds, it's just pathetic and people aren't getting anywhere. Let me look for this number. I should have highlighted it. I think they say today it would offer just 1.9%. So that's not a solution. So, you know, what is? I certainly respect what professionals do. I like having some guarantees that Les talked to us about a couple shows ago, and having those locked in. Certainly that makes sense. Professional management makes sense for a lot of people. You know, but some of your money, and Les even said that, is that you have to diversify. Everybody knows that, but they don't know to diversify into something that can actually have a chance of making, you know, 40, 50% in a year, or even 100%. I have a call into a friend of mine who was traveling with me. My father passed away a couple years ago, about a year and a half, and a buddy came up from Atlanta. And I've been talking to him about this stuff for 15 years, and, you know, it's always kind of, oh, interesting, Eric. And then he saw me do it. We were just kind of, you know, he's a good guy, took the time to go up with me to Steamboat and just kind of decompress and just talk through what it's like to lose your father and reevaluate life and, you know, just to have a good friend around. Well, we were leaving and I saw a great opportunity. Market was falling, and as you've heard me say before, traders love it when markets fall. In fact, there was actually a professional trader there at the seminar last night, And he said the same thing, that in his estimation, markets fall four times faster than they rise. If you go back to the rise from 2002 to 2007, you know, it would work out to about, and then you compare it to the fall from 07 to 09, that was 18 months. So in that particular case, it was about 300%, but certainly markets fall faster. And if you think about it, it's generally tougher to build something up than to tear it down. Think about, say, building a house. It takes a lot of time, a lot of intention, a lot of planning. You got to get permits and coordinate builders and contractors and everything. And, you know, it can take a month or more to get all that done. And then, you know, one idiot with a match can tear it down pretty quick. So markets are this similar in concept, that they fall quickly. Look at gold. It's be a month ago, about when we heard that China was changing their policy, and it fell $200 in 2 days. Well, that's an example of how things fall quickly. So literally, I'm driving, while I'm grieving over losing my father, I saw an opportunity while I was there in Winter Park. It was the day we were leaving to get into a market that was falling. And literally by lunch, I pull out my computer, and my friend Brad asked me, what it is that I'm doing. And it's like, oh yeah, I got into a trade this morning, and I want to check on it. Literally drove from Winter Park to from Steamboat to Winter Park and stopped for lunch. So a couple hours have transpired and made 50%. So this people kick, scratch, and claw, for 5 years sometimes to make 50%, and I made it in the morning while I was grieving. We'll try to get his name. My buddy's name is Brad. We'll try to get him on sometime. I'm still watching out of the corner of my eye my cell phone to see if it rings with him, but just so he could share his observation. But if you can make 20% while you're napping, if you can make 50% while you're grieving your father's loss and you're out traveling between resorts with your friend, maybe there's a chance that you can play catch-up. We have an example here. Go ahead and cue that.
My name's Trent Klein. I'm 20 years old, and I became a client of Eric Jamelli's last December, about 6.5 months ago. And since I've started working with him, I've made over 140% in my trading account. And he's just taught me the way to invest for myself. He's told me where the turns are going to be and how to do things. There's always opportunity in the market, no matter which way it's going up or down. And Eric has really opened my eyes to that.
So how are you supposed to catch up in an environment where CDs are paying 0.5%? Or where a stock portfolio, I don't understand what they're saying about this blend being giving you 1.9%. It seems like mutual funds have given you about 10%, but maybe they're comparing it to inflation and saying real growth, because by the time you back out the cost of inflation with the way markets have gone up, you're actually still only at about 1.9%, like that Fortune magazine article says. So, as Trent said, he made, 140% in 6.5 months. So, he's a sharp kid, but he's actually only 20 years old. So, he's not even old enough to buy beer, and he's still doing better than a lot of professionals do over even a decade. So, there is amazing opportunity when you know what to buy and when to buy it. That's the secret. Chris, you've done some of this. What's been your experience?
About as far as what to buy and when to buy it?
Yeah, does it work?
Well, if you're going to buy a stock that's plummeting, it's probably not a good idea.
But aren't there... Exactly.
Yeah,
people, buy Apple at $700 and then it falls to,
but it's also
$550.
Interesting that a lot of people do that.
Yeah, I think there's an emotional thing where they get tired of missing out and they get in right at the end.
Mm-hmm. It's all about timing the turn.
Exactly.
It's a lot of what you do.
Well, and didn't you get into some things that made money while the market fell?
Oh, absolutely.
So there's stocks out there, if you know what to buy and when to buy it, you can make money safely even as the market's falling. It's actually one of my specialties. We've been in a bull market here for a while, but I have clients who kind of only trade the downside now because it's so profitable. So anyway, there's more information on some of the patterns and things that I teach at market4caster.com. I have a seminar coming up tomorrow for you to join in, and you can see these things in person. We'll talk more about that. And then stick around for the next segment, because we'll be interviewing Dustin, who owns Lube and Latte. It's a coffee shop inside a mechanic shop. Stick around.
Michael Jordan says, get the fundamentals down and the level of everything you do will rise. Colorado Financial Education helps you learn more effective ways to think about your money, with the typical client saving at least $3,500 per year. We help people gain control of their money and get out of debt using the debt avalanche. We even have a money-back guarantee. Call us 303-548-9953. 303-548-9953.
You run a good business but need more customers. Your website with video is 50 times more likely to appear on the first page when Googled. Little Raven Pictures creates video for Discovery, PBS, and local businesses. See their work at littleravenpictures.com. Then call 303-618-0096. For a short time only, Little Raven Pictures is offering a custom web video for $1,700. A 20-year history of professional work and happy clients makes them the right fit for your business. littleravenpictures.com. 303-618-0096.
Les Madsen is the president of Premier Financial Services Group and has over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry. Les' focus has been in retirement planning, helping businesses establish retirement programs such as 401ks and simple IRAs. In working with individuals, Les' focus is not only with wealth accumulation, but distribution planning and Social Security integration. Les can be reached at 303-843-6211, 303-843-6211.
Get the perfect fusion of performance, styling, and technology at Prestige Audi, where our passionate Audi staff will provide the quintessential car buying experience and put your pulse in drive. Discover why more people are leaving BMW, Mercedes-Benz, and Lexus for Audi than ever before.
Now lease a 2013 A4 Premium for $299 a month for 42 months. $58.92 due at signing. Visit PrestigeAudi.com for details.
Prestige Audi of Lakewood, the cradle of acceleration.
At Supreme Lending, our phones are ringing off the hook with people wanting to save money by refinancing. However, the question we get every day is, how long does it take to close a refinance? Our goal is to close your loan in 15 days or less. If you're in the market to refinance, call our office today at 303-242-5222. That's 303-242-5222. Or apply online at gosupremelending.com. Supreme Lending is equal housing lender. NMLS 76047, 1670 Broadway, Suite 850, Denver, Colorado, 80202.
You've heard the testimonials on this show, ordinary people making 10 times what mutual funds make. In his 72-page ebook, Eric Gemelli, the market forecaster who predicted the market crash of September 11th, in his syndicated newspaper column, teaches you the philosophy and techniques of professional floor traders. Follow the link on marketforecaster.com. That's market, the number four, caster.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. We are you're listening to Investing in You, and we have Dustin Old on the phone with us. He is the owner of Lube and Latte, and he's not only a sponsor of the show, but he's also my mechanic, and that's one of the reasons I asked him to be part of this, is because I know they do an exceptional job. My experience over there is, I find it to be a very unique shop that, several places will give you a ride. They do, but I don't know of any others that have a loaner car when people are desperate for one. And then I had, some maintenance stuff you plan for, but I had, I'm trying to remember what it was, but it was unplanned emergency. That's usually the way emergencies run, right? But anyway, an unplanned breakdown, and, they were really good about just saying, hey, we'll make time. Just, if you can get over here, we'll get it done. I think it was the generator. Anyway, but so I remember it had something to do with the other battery. But Dustin has the type of shop that I would create if I had any mechanical skills. I've noticed, you know, first of all, it's clean. It's painted nice. There's, like, current magazines in there. Your bathroom is literally nicer than most of the ones in the Marriotts I've seen, Marriott hotels. So, I mean, you know, these things all add up. So, Dustin, where did you get the idea? And then, of course, it's called Lube and Latte. It's a mechanic shop, and it's actually a full mechanic shop. Sometimes people miss that. But it's also, they've got a full espresso bar in there. Where did you get the idea to combine a mechanic shop and an espresso bar? Where'd that come from, Dustin?
Right, yeah. So when I had finished with school, I had worked in a lot of coffee shops. This was out in the Portland area. And just really loved that environment. I thought it was really kind of warm and, you know, comfortable and inviting. And then I had recognized that a lot of the automotive shops were pretty much the antithesis of that. They were, you know, plastic chairs and, you know, uncomfortable sort of seating, that sort of thing. And I felt that the mixture of a very comfortable environment with one that was sort of uncomfortable and stressful would be a good mix for an automotive shop. So the coffee shop seemed like a natural movement for us into something that was meeting those needs. And it also gave somebody something to do while they were there. I mean, we offer free Wi-Fi while they're waiting so someone can continue their work while they're at our shop.
I find that huge. I'm always on my computer, so just to check in email or create show notes or do some research, that's huge.
Yeah, I think it's a real nice addition to that particular type of service that you're getting. So not to mention I can get the guys all jacked up on caffeine, and so they work a little faster too. So.
Oh, there's an ulterior motive. I didn't know that.
Sure.
So I've talked to some of your clients, you know, as I've sat there, and they're very dedicated. They, you know, several have said they wouldn't consider going anywhere else. So, you know, I think there's something's getting conveyed that you guys do care. One thing I appreciate that you guys do is that you call a week later, or, you know, I don't know what the time frame is, but you check in later to make sure that, you know, the care that I received is working and everything's going right.
You know, I think that's something that we've had a lot of success with. We really, really are concerned that we have done a quality job with our customers, and so that follow-up for us is really important. And I think a lot of companies may do that even with an email, and we're concerned that email might get deleted, and we just don't want anybody to be left behind or feel like the service was lacking or anything like that. So that is a really good way for us to get feedback, to make sure the job was done correctly, and to make sure that we really, you know, dotted our I's and crossed our T's and got the repair done right. Yeah, you know, it's a difficult business because it isn't always done correctly, and it's, you know, we want to make sure that if it wasn't, that we do take care of that in a timely manner.
Well, I think the care that you guys have for your clients comes across, you know, so just things like you said, make the environment comfortable. Keep it, you know, it takes effort to keep it clean, and you do that.
Right.
I've never seen a mechanic shop put the money into a bathroom to, you know, have that just be presentable that you guys do.
Right.
You know, and all these things add up to, and I think that's what keeps your customers coming back is, you know, because there is a sense that you care. When you called, so one of the things that's not apparent is just from the name, Lube and Latte, you might think that's just a quick oil change. And, you know, the reality is, personally, I've had... Well, for instance, the last thing I think you did for me was put a new clutch in, and that's
right.
Actually a fairly major job.
Right, right, especially on an Audi.
Yeah.
Which is a really major job. So I think that is something that is a little bit difficult for us to transcend is the idea that we're not just a quick lube, and so a lot of times we get lumped into that Jiffy Lube or Grease Monkey sort of category, and That is one of the things that we've really tried to go out of the way to do is to make sure that people know that we actually have, you know, ASC certified master technicians on staff. All the staff have ASC certification of some kind or another, and that we do definitely try and get into some of those larger repairs. It is a bit difficult because sometimes that makes it harder to get people in and out on the same day. So we oftentimes are booking oil changes well in advance of times when people would normally do them. So we have an online appointment system that we utilize, and that seems to help people get in and out quickly.
Well, and it's nice, too. There's a lake over near you. Tell people the intersection that you're near.
Right. So we're in Lakewood, 26th and Kipling, just right across the street from Crown Hill Park. So we do have a lot of customers that use that to go for walks or a bike ride, or just to go hang out, you know, in kind of a natural environment as opposed to a shop for a little while while their car gets repaired.
Yeah, I met a lady came in with her dog, and she had just, you know, while she was getting her oil change, went for a walk around the lake, came back, and oil change is done, dog's happy, mom got some exercise, all that.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, one of the things, too, is, as you said, things don't always go just as they were planned. And, for instance, on that clutch repair, something with the shift lever just was, it felt different, and I commented on that to you, and you said, bring it back in. And, you know, there was no begrudging, oh, extra work, and we're not getting paid for it. You know, just happy to just get it right. So,
right.
You know, I think people appreciate that attitude, not that it has to be something else. In fact, you and I talked about something different. You know, as a finance guy, I'm always looking at things from maybe a little different perspective. I see your business and think you probably ought to, I don't know if franchise is the right thing, but I think there certainly is a model for saying, hey, there should be more of these around Denver. And, you know, your comment to me was you don't want outside financier coming in and saying, well, hey, we can make an extra 3% if we stick everybody with an air filter they don't need.
Right.
Well, again, that I think shows the attitude of, you know, it's really about let's just do the work we're paid to do and take care of our customer, and then that, you know, is why sometimes it takes a week to get in.
Right.
Get
yeah,
in.
I don't, when we opened the business, I don't think it was with the intention of padding our bank account. I mean, we really saw that there was a service out there, a need, as it were, that needed to be met, and we felt like we could meet that need, and we were still in the business of helping people. And we just really wanted to see how this idea would work. And now that we've been here for 6 years, we feel like it's something that we would like to expand on. I mean, there's definitely some more needs that we've discovered, which is we would like to get into more vehicle-specific repairs, you know,
sure.
Open shops that just specialize in Subarus or Chevys or that sort of thing, and that way, you know, we'd be a little bit, because right now one of the things we do is we take in all makes and all models of vehicle, and that is a very you know, wide spectrum of stuff that we have to learn and deal with. And
right. Well, as an Audi guy, I appreciate you having expertise in many cars because not everybody
right.
does them. Hey, we're
right.
down to about 30 seconds, so real quickly, give your phone number. I know people drive 10 miles or more, you know, to get to a shop, so there's plenty of people that would come see you. Go
sure.
ahead, real quick.
It's 303-274-0713. So that's 303-274-0713.
And what's your web address?
It is lubeandlatte.com. So that's all spelled out. There's no ampersand in there.
Okay, very good. Well, folks, stick around. We've got great information for you in the next segment.
Thanks, Eric.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Mary Strange with Keller Williams and the Strange team sells homes faster for more money. Lots of realtors say that, but Mary brings in a professional photographer and a professional stager when necessary. The result is homes sold in an average of 45 days. Listen to Dr. Dale Baird's testimony.
I have a very nice home built in the early 1970s on 0.6 acres, but had some problems and previous agents just couldn't get it sold. As a matter of fact, they pretty much threw their hands up and was recommending that I just get rid of the property, which meant I most likely would have had to come to the table with some cash. Luckily, I found Mary Strange of the Strange team. Not only did I not have to do expensive repairs, she found a nice young couple wanting to start a family that fell in love with the house. They purchased the house, but I actually made some money on it. Thank you, Mary. I can't thank you enough.
For a free market evaluation, call 303-668-5205. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Hi, welcome to Lube and Latte. How can I help you?
There's a funny sound when I start my car. Can you check it out?
Oh, sure. Would you like a latte while you wait?
Sounds great. Wow, a real espresso bar. You don't ever mix up the coffee and the oil, do you?
Only once, but the car ran great.
This is a great latte.
Oh, thanks. It's from a local roaster, Novo. We'll get a look at your car right away.
Lube and Latte, Denver's only full-service garage and espresso bar, located at 26th and Kipling. We are family-owned, ASE-certified, and do repairs, big and small, on all vehicles, makes, and models.
Well, we found the noise. Your belt was loose. We tightened it up and did a complimentary inspection. You'll probably need new front brakes in a few months, but otherwise, your car is good to go.
Thanks so much. You guys are great. I love this place.
You're going to love Lube and Latte, too. Make an appointment today at LubeandLatte.com. Lube and Latte. Cars and coffee done differently.
Did you know most home foreclosures could have been avoided with another $250 per month of income? And most bankruptcies wouldn't be necessary with just an extra $500 income per month. If you've been looking for a fun business that really works, where you can create a reliable residual income with a proven program that includes step-by-step training and support, and is a business you can work part-time or full-time that is also risk-free because it has a money-back guarantee, then please call Rona Smith at 719-440-1286 for more information on how she created an extra $5,000 residual income per month working from home. That's 719-440-1286. Or check out her website at workingfromhomeandlovingit.com. That's working, no G, from home and loving it, no G, .com. Workingfromhomeandlovingit.com.
As a certified master coach, Wayne L. Anderson's goal is to help you uncover your true business and professional potential. His objective is to help you lead a professional life worth celebrating. Wayne's primary focus is to assist you in making radical improvements in your career as a leader and or professional. He'll provide you with support and guidance as both your leadership and business coach, and will assist you in removing the obstacles that stand in the way of you achieving your goals. Whether you want coaching to help you achieve a specific outcome or wish to enhance all areas of your professional life, Wayne L. Anderson can help you get there faster. For more information on his services or to schedule a consultation, contact him today at 720-472-9291. That's 720-472-9291. Or visit www.coachwayneanderson.com to learn more.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You just heard from Dustin Old, the owner of Lube and Latte, a full-service mechanic shop who has also a full espresso bar in his shop. So if you're anywhere near 26th and Kipling, it's the mechanic I use. I really feel like I get better than average service there. You know, I mean, I'm leaning on 50, so I've been going to mechanics for a long time and really pleased with what happens there. I think they care about their customers more than I've seen at most places, and very considerate, and heck, you got Wi-Fi and you know, you can have a latte. So we also have a new show sponsor. Pay attention to Wayne L. Anderson. He is a master coach, and his expertise is in helping people get their businesses really humming. So, you know, if that's, you know, one of the things we talk about on this show is, you know, tweaking our lives a little bit to make more. And, you know, it's one thing to be a coach, and it's another thing to be a master coach, where you're the guy who's teaching the other coaches how to be a coach. So I'm actually trained as a financial coach. I took the certified financial coach classes, and I didn't get certified myself. I just wanted the knowledge so I could use it in my teaching of when I do seminars and that sort of thing, and then also the classes that I have. So, and maybe that's one of the things that hopefully has put me, you know, it's been a, you know, more knowledge is an advantage, right? We had it's a couple of weeks ago, about a month ago, Lee Conrad was on the line with us. He called from New York. He's the manager, what is he, the group editor of Bank Investment Consultant. And he heard about the type of results that, that we get here, ordinary people doubling their account every year or two. And he says, hey, you're an outlier, my friend. And I was reading a book by Malcolm Gladwell. He's the author of Tipping Point. And what was the other one? Do you remember, Chris? I just said it. Blink. So he's the author of those three books. And he talks about outliers. He says, outliers are those who have been given an opportunity, who have had the strength and the presence of mind to seize them. In the beginning, I called Chris the grand poobah of
persistence and something or other. Yeah.
Where is that? I should have it here somewhere real close. Grand poobah of persistence and fortitude.
There you go.
And Chris is a hard-working guy, and he's not maybe an official sponsor of the show, but I like to send as many people to him as possible for the computer repair stuff that he does. He's an expert in his field and works harder, you know, than just about anybody out there, at least that I know of. Chris, why don't you give your phone number just so people can find you when their computers go down?
Sure. Thank you, Eric. It's 970-744-5964.
And most of these people, you can find their numbers on my website at market4caster.com. And what tab is it under? It's either under audio or radio. I can't remember. Sorry, I should pay more attention to my own website. But anyway, Chris, you're trained as a psychologist. You have a degree in that. You know, give us an idea of what outliers are about. You know, tell us about outliers.
Well, if you take any population, you can fit that to a bell curve. That'd be one way to visualize it. The outliers would be the ones at the extreme tails at one end of the scale or the other.
So when I tell people they're an outlier, it could be a compliment or it could be an insult, right?
That's right. Absolutely. You could be
if I don't specify which end they're at, huh?
You could be supernormal or abnormal.
No, sometimes I'm both. But so of the process that we teach, you've learned it, you've practiced it, you've made money with it. Can ordinary people become an outlier in terms of predicting where the turns are? Not necessarily relying on my newsletter just to say, okay, kids, it's time to buy gold. Okay, it's time to short Goldman Sachs or whatever. But ordinary people can do this, right?
Absolutely.
So it's just a matter of learning some simple patterns, right?
And intelligence level doesn't have anything to do with it at all. It, as I've said in previous shows, it takes a little bit of time to get your head around this kind of stuff, but it's really not that complicated. I find what gets in the way in most people and, you know, their desire to be an outlier, for example, in the way you put it, is really emotional, attitudinal. In other words, do you think you have what it takes? Do you think you're capable of learning these new skills? Do you believe you're worth making that kind of money? Have you been conditioned like arguably the vast majority of us have, that we really can only ever hope to make 5 or 10% per year, as our financial advisors and the news media tell us? So the first thing you need to do once you find an interest in becoming an outlier, as you said, is convincing yourself that A, you can do it, that it's possible, and B, that you're worth it, that you can make that kind of money.
It's interesting. I didn't know you were going to say that, but you bring up a really good point. Think about people running the 4-minute mile. For years, decades, maybe a century, I don't know, people didn't think it was possible to run that fast. But then once people did it,
they're breaking it left and right.
Exactly.
It's a great example. Yep.
And take the atomic bomb. It was thought that it couldn't be done, that you couldn't split an atom. And then once you prove it's done, then other countries say, oh, it's done, so they go find the solution on how to do it. So the reality is, you know, I've had years where I've made, literally, I've had multiple years where I've made 400%. So if you're sitting there thinking that 10% is a good year for you, well, there's people out there doing significantly better. As you heard earlier in the show, you know, I've made more than that taking a nap, you know, or 5 times 10%, you know, made 50% driving from one resort to another and stopping for lunch and saying, oh, the pattern did what I thought. I'm good. I'm going to take a profit. So tagging on what Chris was just saying, Sir James Dyson has an interesting quote. So there, it's another aspect of what you're saying of what defeats people. He says, our society has an instant gratification thing. We admire instant, effortless brilliance. I think quite the reverse. You should admire the person who slogs through and gets there in the end. So part of it's attitude, but part of it is, you know, people give up. And in the book, Outliers, the author, what's his name again? Malcolm Gladwell, talks about how, why it is that Asians do so well at math. Is it that they're innately brighter or they process this different? He says it's actually a cultural thing, that having grown up in circumstances where they grow rice, says that trains you that there's a relationship between effort and outcome. So if you put in a little bit of effort, you get a little bit of yield. If you put in more effort, you get a better yield. If you, you know, literally he says the average person is working, not like the average American works 2,000 hours a year. They're working maybe 3,000 hours just to tweak, you know, to pull weeds and just to make optimize their rice paddy, and they find that they get better results. So they know, and there's tests to prove this, that if you keep sticking with math, then you can eventually get it. You can overcome. I was reading about best-selling author Jeffrey Archer. I think he's published in something like 95 countries. That's ridiculous. But he was saying that he does 17 rewrites of his books, and most of them are by hand. Also, you know, but that's how you get published in 95 countries, is you deliver something that's exceptional.
You know, I have another example. I've also got about, about 80% of a degree in mathematics. One of these days I'll go back and finish that up.
It's what? 87%? Is that what you said?
No, about 80.
Oh, 80. Yeah. I thought you said 87. I thought, yeah. Well, that's pretty precise
about,
for a math guy.
About 4/5. Well, the thing is that, the first time I took calculus, I flat out failed it.
Mm-hmm.
I was busting my butt every day doing equation after equation, writing formulas, trying to beat it into my brain. Couldn't do it. I think I got a C in one exam. All the rest of them, I just got D's and F's and just couldn't do it. The following semester, after the summer, I took that same exact class again, had the same exact teacher. Barely studied, completely understood it, aced every exam,
wow.
And aced it. And I had understood it. And this ties back to what I was saying earlier. When I was younger, I hated math. My dad made me do the homework, and I resented him for it, and this and that. So I just decided that I was no good at math, and I just didn't like it. And then later on, after I had decided to pursue a degree in sciences and mathematics, I beat my head against it, failed.
So that's where
finally there was effortlessness.
It was the attitude that you approached it.
I just got it.
Is that right?
Yep.
It's the attitude?
Yeah.
Well, folks, part of what we teach is having a good attitude, because you're going to learn a process that is proven to work. So stick around. We'll talk a little bit more about that and how you can become an outlier and make 100% in a single year.
Imagine feeling hungry and knowing your pantry and refrigerator are empty, but you have no money to buy food. Sadly, 1 in 7 Coloradans don't have to imagine and sometimes worry where they'll find their next meal. You can help. Please consider contributing volunteer time and funds to Food Bank of the Rockies. Every dollar Food Bank of the Rockies receives becomes 4 meals for our neighbors in need, and 96 cents of every dollar goes toward food distribution. Learn more at foodbankrockies.org.
At Supreme Lending, our phones are ringing off the hook with people wanting to save money by refinancing. However, the question we get every day is, how long does it take to close a refinance? Our goal is to close your loan in 15 days or less. If you're in the market to refinance, call our office today at 303-242-5222. That's 303-242-5222. Or apply online at GoSupremeLending.com. Supreme Lending is Equal Housing Lender. NMLS 7604716070 Broadway, Suite 850, Denver, Colorado 80202.
Get the perfect fusion of performance, styling, and technology at Prestige Audi, where our passionate Audi staff will provide the quintessential car buying experience and put your pulse in drive. Discover why more people are leaving BMW, Mercedes-Benz, and Lexus for Audi than ever before.
Now lease a 2013 A4 Premium for $299 a month for 42 months. $58.92 due at signing. Visit PrestigeAudi.com for details.
Prestige Audi of Lakewood, the cradle of acceleration.
Les Madsen is the president of Premier Financial Services Group and has over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry. Les' focus has been in retirement planning, helping businesses establish retirement programs such as 401ks and simple IRAs. In working with individuals, Les' focus is not only with wealth accumulation, but distribution planning and Social Security integration. Les can be reached at 303-843-6211, 303-843-6211.
You run a good business, but need more customers. Your website with video is 50 times more likely to appear on the first page when Googled. Little Raven Pictures creates video for Discovery, PBS, and local businesses. See their work at littleravenpictures.com. Then call 303-618-0096. For a short time only, Little Raven Pictures is offering a custom web video for $1,700. A 20-year history of professional work and happy clients makes them the right fit for your business. littleravenpictures.com, 303-618-0096.
Michael Jordan says, get the fundamentals down and the level of everything you do will rise. Colorado Financial Education helps you learn more effective ways to think about your money, with the typical client saving at least $3,500 per year. We help people gain control of their money and get out of debt using the debt avalanche. We even have a money-back guarantee. Call us 303-548-9953. 303-548-9953.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. This is the last segment here of Investing in You, and we were just talking about how to become an outlier. Specifically, you know, professionally, we're market forecasters. I teach people how to find turns literally minutes after they've happened, or even predict them just minutes ahead of time. In fact, one thing I was talking about in a seminar last night that I gave is predicting when the news came out that Greece was going, you know, was having such financial trouble and that market fell. I actually predicted that turn 7 months in advance in writing within 17 points. And, you know, I teach people how to do that kind of stuff. And so as that market fell, there was an opportunity. The stock that I recommended moved like 63% in 32 trading days. So you actually had a nice opportunity to pull the middle out. I think a lot of my people made 40% or better just trading stocks, not doing any options. Had they used even greater leverage, they would have done even better. So we were just talking about how Asians are not necessarily brighter at math, that it's, some of it comes out of their culture of working harder and knowing that there's a payoff. In the book from Malcolm Gladwell, that's where that example came from, the book called Outliers, he gives another example of a school in the Bronx, I believe it is, called KIPP, K-I-P-P. And in that school, they put in the same number of hours that pre-med students do when they're doing their rotations. So there's just literally they're getting up at like 5:45 in the morning, going all day. And then by the time they're done with their homework, it's like 11 o'clock at night and they go to bed and go do it again. But the difference is their peers at other schools, are the failure rate's enormous. Whereas these guys, I believe they said that they're getting something like scholarships for 90% of their students. So to college. So anyway, it gives them a huge advantage, and it comes down to putting in the time. And as I said at the very beginning, it's really kind of why I was joking with Chris, calling him the Grand Poobah of persistence and fortitude, is, you know, he works hard, and it's one of the reasons he gets great results, in several areas, but it comes down to working hard. So we teach a very simple process here where people can identify a universal percentage that are everywhere in nature, and they also, of course, show up in markets. You've seen them, right, Chris? In fact, you've seen a lot of them, haven't you? Those Fibonacci ratios?
All over.
So they're all over.
And Fibonacci figured this out in the 1200s.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't realize that. That's
right. So
quite astounding.
It's not like this was new.
No.
So tying it in then, so if there's a universal percentage, and think about our heartbeats. You know, there's what, 20, 30,000 people listening to me right now. We're all different, unique people, but we have a very similar heartbeat. Well, why then is it difficult to say there's a universal heartbeat that flows throughout, you know, all the stocks? So, and again, I have examples of this up on my website. If you go to presentations tab at market4caster.com, you can see that there. But there is a universal pattern, and what A drives people crazy, but B makes this possible then to find, you know, turns down to minutes, is this pattern is universally divisible. And I think that's part of the clue that this is something important, that, you know, when you look at a chart, I look at candlestick charts, and when you have a whole month represented in one move, that's called a monthly chart, and a weekly chart is a week represented in one bar. So these patterns are in the monthly chart, they're in the weekly chart, they're in the daily chart, they're in the 60-minute chart, they're in the 15-minute chart, they're in the 5-minute chart, they're in the 1-minute chart. They're literally, these patterns of fives and threes, you can see them in the tick chart where, you know, you're watching every single trade go by, and you'll see, you know, one up and then two, the second move is down in response to that. And then you see a long piece in the middle, three, and then you see a rally fall, and that's four. And then it does another spike that's similar in length to one and definitely shorter than the middle piece. And that's your fifth, and then it's time to turn. Well, figuring out how all these things string together is really the challenge. And I'm going to be showing you how to do this at a seminar tomorrow at my office. The fee is only $25 to get in. You could also bring a silver dollar from pre-1964, so it's real silver. You know, it's that we call that real money, not this paper fake stuff.
Fiat
money. One of the things we're going to talk about tomorrow is the effect of inflation on your savings. So in the beginning, I had read that article from the Denver Post talking about playing catch-up. Well, people are too much debt, not enough savings. Well, another factor is not just the dollar amount, it's the value of those dollars when you go to spend it. And wasn't it last week that we talked about the Rule of 72 as it applies to inflation?
That's right.
So you can go back to the 8th show, and again, that's marketforecaster.com, numeral 4, as always. But your spending power, like if inflation's 10%, that means every 7 years, and I don't think it's going to continue at that, but that's what it's been the last couple of years when you add back food and fuel. If it continued at 7%, at 10%, that means every 7 years, your spending power is cut in half. So if you've got $1 million, that sounds like a lot, right? 7 years from now, it's only worth $500,000. So just like it took $147 to buy, 100 gallons of gas, you know, in 2008, it now takes about $350. So $350 has the same impact as $147 just, you know, 6 years ago. So you're facing the same thing and planning for retirement. So I'm going to literally teach tomorrow the same patterns that I used to predict September 11th. And you probably heard the announcer at the beginning of the show say that I'm the forecaster that predicted the market crash of September 11th in writing in my newspaper column 4 months in advance. So again, these things are knowable. I don't know what's going to cause the market to turn. Like, I didn't know Greece was going to cause our market to crash. I just knew it was time for us to make a turn. I didn't know that planes were going to crash into buildings. I just knew it was time for us to take a turn. And I even predicted in my column how it was going to fall. Remember how I was just laying out those patterns of fives? Well, corrections are are patterns of three. I put in the newspaper column, it's fall, rally, fall. And really all it's doing is charting, I think, human emotion and decision-making processes. But I also have a guarantee. I will review that tomorrow as well. But simply, it's that I guarantee if you do three simple things that you're going to make at least what you paid me. So worst case scenario, you're going to know how the world works, because this is called the pattern of life for a reason. And again, you can go to the presentations tab at marketforecaster.com and see this. See those patterns. You can see them in soybean meal. Well, how is it that, you know, the price rises in response to a drought when the chart says it's something's supposed to happen? But it just happens over and over. And Chris, haven't you seen that? What, just the news will come out to affect, make something happen. If the chart says, hey, it's supposed to rise, then all of a sudden either some good news or bad news comes out depending on what it was needed.
Actually, it almost seems like the news comes out intentionally to sway the market one way or another. But that's an entirely different topic.
Well, there is kind of a cause and effect question. But
sure.
But the important point is that the charts reveal what's coming. And you only need to know sometimes minutes in advance, minutes out to make money at this. But I have some trading rules. I teach those to people. So my office is at 3900 East Mexico Avenue, and that's right across from the Best Buy, real close to Colorado and I-25. It's the Cigna building. So probably the best thing to do is go to market4caster.com. If you have questions, you can send me an email and we can correspond that way. I think I'm going to have enough room for anybody that wants to show up. So just come to 3900 East Mexico Avenue. My address is on the website, market4caster.com. We start at 9:00 promptly. Doors open at 8:45. Hope to see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening in today.
You've been listening to Investing in You with your hosts, Eric Jamelli and Christopher Smith. Investing in You is a show dedicated to educating and informing the investing public. The ideas and opinions stated on the show are for informational purposes only. Investing in You, Eric Jamelli, and Christopher Smith are not investment advisors or broker-dealers. We cannot and do not give investment advice. The stock market carries risk. You could lose some or all of your investment. We suggest you contact your personal investment representative or call Les Madsen to discuss suitability for your individual investment. Contact information for Les and all of our show sponsors is on market4caster.com. Thanks for listening.